Today on episode number 375 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/375. We've got some great podcasting news out of the Stitcher camp. We've got a bunch of technical shootouts. It's Boss Jock Studio versus Soundbite and Blog Talk Radio versus Call In Studio and a last 5 in 5.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to recording to promoting to publishing, all points in between. I bring my 15 plus years, actually 20 plus years of technical training to the microphone. I wipe away all the jargon. I level the learning curve, and we help you get to podcasting success. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. I'd love to hear from you. It's 888-563-3228. If you'd like to add a phone number to your website, just go over to podcastvoicemail.com. That'll help support the show as well. You can also leave a comment out at the blog. And today, we're going to be reviewing some more podcasting gear because I can do fun stuff like this.
Live.
Okay, so that's fun. But I would like to start off with some podcasting success. And I want to talk about Stitcher. Now, if you're new to the Stitcher, it's the Stitcher or Stitcher. It's a software app. It works on your tablets, your phone, your computer, and it allows you to stream podcasts without downloading them. And Stitcher just keeps growing and growing and growing. And I got to tell you, I've been using the podcasts app from Apple, and I went to do something and I was like out of space. And I have my settings to like only save unplayed episodes. And I went in and there are podcasts that I had listened to that were still on my phone. And so I had to go through, and to make a long story short, go into like the settings and the usage and go delete. Cause I couldn't upgrade to my latest. That was what I was doing. I was going to upgrade to iOS 7. For my iPhone. So, I don't know. I'm about ready to switch to Stitcher. And here's the cool thing. Stitcher is making it easy to discover podcasts. They have a great, if you like this, you should try this. But they're also in cars. And so, here, they announced they are now available in the Mazda 3. In fact, you'll hear, I'm going to play a clip of me in a second from Jason Hartman's Speaking of Wealth show. And I mentioned when I was interviewed, this hadn't been announced yet, but over 40% of Stitcher's listeners use Stitcher in the car. So we're proud to partner with Mazda to deliver the best listening experience for drivers everywhere. So think about this now. You've got radio, which is crap. You've got satellite radio, which is paid. And now you've got Stitcher right there, with the 80 million, 18 million, however many podcasts they have available. And it says Stitcher has now integrated more than 50 automotive models and 4 million vehicles, like Ford, GM, Mini, BMW, and other Mazda vehicles. This allows drivers to access their content on the go. And over 40% of Stitcher's users, again, are listening in the car. And an average American commute is an hour each day, according to Stitcher co-founder Noah Shanuk, I believe is how you pronounce his last name. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Stitcher, you can actually go there, download the app, activate it, that whole nine yards. And actually, if you activate the app, you win. There's a chance to win $100. So if you want to consume some podcasts, and they do make it easy. It's pretty cool. And if you're listening right now on Stitcher, do me a favor. Can you give me a little thumbs up? On the little, right there, bottom right-hand corner. There you go. Awesome. Thank you very much. It helps support the podcast. And so that's some good news. Here again, we're just seeing where more and more devices are making it easier to access podcasts, whether it's the iHeartRadio app and now Stitcher, which has already had podcasts on it. There's a new app that I'm going to be looking into called Swell. It's kind of like Pandora for talk radio. And so I'll be looking to that in the future. But I had, that's one news I wanted to talk about. Also, more and more podcasters are getting better gigs. Now, in some cases, it helps that the two I'm going to listen here are already celebrities. So one is Jay Mohr. Jay Mohr, obviously an actor. He was in Jerry Maguire. He was the host of Last Comic Standing. He's been a stand-up comedian. He's hilarious. And what happened was when he would go on the road, all of these other podcasts, all these other comedians would ask, would you want to be on my podcast? So he finally was like, what the heck is this? So he started one and got a huge number of people, again, because he's a celebrity and people have heard of Jay Mohr. That led to him then, he was already a guest host on this sports show named Jim Rome, and he would go on there, and via the experience of being on actual radio and then being on podcasts, when Jim Rome actually went to a new network, his chair was empty and they gave it to Jay, partly because he proved he had an audience thanks to his podcast and the fact that he had the experience of being on the show before. So there's an example of how you can kind of, I think we're going to see podcasting in the future be used as kind of the farming league, right? The minor leagues that lead you to, for lack of a better phrase, mainstream media jobs. Now, in other news, Alec Baldwin is going to get a new talk show on TV. Now, if you've never heard of Alec Baldwin, he was on 30 Rock. He used to be in the movies back in the 80s, used to be a leading man. I am God. Remember that movie, whatever it was, right? He's been on Saturday Night Live like 57 times, something like that. Really cool guy. Really liked his podcast, Here's the Thing. And he started, he said, because there were just a bunch of people he wanted to talk to. And what's interesting is he's announced that he is going to pod fade, for lack of a better phrase. He's going to put that to rest. The interesting thing is, this is according to the Hollywood Reporter, sources say Baldwin was keen to continue the program. He wanted to. The issue was securing the funding. I'm pretty sure you get paid pretty good on 30 Rock. I'm like, what? So I find that a little weird that a millionaire actor doesn't have the funding to continue his podcast. But he's got this new talk show now on TV. I think it's MSN, one of those cable channels. And I'm sure that he attributes a lot of that to his podcast because he got to show people that, look, I can interview people. He interviewed David Letterman, was awesome. I really liked his interview with Billy Joel. So here again, I think we're going to see more and more people. There's already Comedy Bang Bang, Marc Maron are two people. Emily from Sex with Emily was on Bravo. And now Mignon, I always mess up her name, Mignon Fogarty, better known as Grammar Girl, is going to be on the Today Show this coming week, which is, you know, being on TV, no big deal for her, because if you didn't know it, Grammar Girl, you ever had one of those days when your mouth just decided not to show up? Anyway, we're going to try that again. Grammar Girl has been on Oprah. That's right. You can tell people podcasting is so cool that, yes, one even made it on Oprah. And now she's on her way to the Today Show to do a segment on grammar. How cool is that? So there is some fun-filled podcasting news. And I mentioned this last week that if I get interviewed on a podcast, my way of saying thank you for helping to spread my message about how you can start a podcast and not break the bank. I was on the Speaking of Wealth show, and Jason Hartman, really great guy. We talked to him a couple weeks ago. This is the guy. He's a real estate guy. He actually credits $10 million in sales due to his podcast. He used to spend almost $250,000, he said, advertising on radio. He almost has eliminated the... see, I told you, my mouth just not going to be here today. So we're just going to deal with it. where was I at? $10 million. He's crediting his podcast because he used to spend that money on radio. He doesn't do that anymore. He's almost completely eliminated. That was the word I couldn't say a minute ago. I just need to breathe and slow down. I'm excited. We're talking podcasting here, but here's my clip with Jason.
You know, if you had to look 5 years into the future of podcasting, what do you think it will look like then?
It'll definitely be in the cars. Stitcher's going to announce at the end of this month that they're in, I think, I forget how many different models, but they're slowly gaining more and more traction in cars. And I think it's kind of weird. Podcasting started off as a download kind of medium. Everybody had to download and you had to sync. And I'm seeing it more and more go to streaming, even now with the new iTunes podcast app. So I think we're just going to be getting them everywhere and anywhere. I'm not sure. People keep talking about, is it going to make it onto a TV? And right now, audio podcasting is a little more popular than video podcasting, although that's still a very valuable tool. But I just see it kind of going everywhere. And who knows? You know, we keep hearing rumors about Apple and watches. It might be something that we all are now listening to podcasts on our watch. I think you're just going to see it just continue to grow. I mean, it's been around since 2004, and we haven't had a bad year yet. I know USA Today just came out with a article saying how it's back, and we're all kind of like, look, it never went away. It just keeps growing. So it's going to be interesting to see just how it continues to grow and grow. But I think we're just going to have it everywhere. I don't think radio will ever go away in the same way that the VCR didn't kill the movie theater. I think radio will have its niche for live sports and local stuff if they finally figure out what their strengths are. Here I am in the, you know, the quote rock and roll Hall of Fame city, and our radio stations are just horrible. They're filled with, you know, 27 minutes of commercials.
Oh, it's absurd. I mean, on talk radio, you get about 38 minutes per hour of content. You got 22 minutes of commercials. It's just, I can't even listen to it anymore. It's just too much.
There you go. And I'll have links to everything we're talking about today at schoolofpodcasting.com/375. Speaking of clips, here's a promo for my show, Building a Better Dave.
Live from the basement, it's Building a Better Dave. Here's your host, Dave Jackson.
You know, don't do it over text messages. Don't do it online. Get face to face with people like we did back in the old days. It's real connections. All right, cool. You know, you got us kicked out of a church group. The young leader of this, the woman, you make her uncomfortable. I have no idea where she got that. That's like a puzzle to me. And guess what? Nobody else thinks like that. She was afraid I was going to take over the class. And I'm like, really? Nobody else thinks like me. To where I'm kind of like smelling my armpits going, is there something wrong with me? Yeah, nothing against you. It's just we don't like you. I'm the only person that thinks that. Nobody else thinks like me in that instance. And they go, nothing personal. Just needed a whacky in the nuts.
Check us out at betterdave.com.
There you go. Yeah, that episode's very weird. It almost sounds like it's a pity party, but it was very weird. It just every time I turn around, somebody's like, yeah, I don't want to do that with you. Like, really? I thought it was a nice guy. That's kind of weird. You can find that over at betterdave.com. And I mentioned I was playing with a new toy here. So I'm a big fan of Boss Jock Studio. You can actually record a podcast right with your phone if you wanted to. But one of the things I use it for is an actual, what they used to call a cart machine. Basically, I can push a button and have it play a sound effect. So, for instance, here is the opening of the podcast review show.
Thicken up your skin and get ready for a supersized serving of opinion.
Right,
delivering constructive criticism.
And I can hit that. And so you can use it as a cart machine. You could also use it, like I said, to record your podcast. So I've heard a lot about this program called Soundbite. And Boss Jock Studio, last time I checked, was like $10. And you can actually record the show. You can add your metadata, your ID3 tags, and upload it right to Libsyn or any other FTP website right from your phone. It's actually pretty cool. And what I'm using is Soundbite. Now, all this does is it doesn't do any recording. It just plays things. So, for instance, if I wanted to, well, let's answer a question here. This is, actually, let's not. Let's, well, here, we'll just play the intro to my live podcast.
Let's get ready to podcast.
Now, I have this set up to automatically fade out. If I hit this, it'll take 8 seconds to fade out. So when I go ahead and hit go, and in 8 seconds from now, this should automatically, I'm not doing a thing, and you should hear the volume just automatically going down. Maybe I need to wash my hands because we're going to push that again. And there we go. I definitely hit it, and it's still, there we go. I hear the volume now. Now, that's the only downside of this is doing it on your phone. Is the buttons get a little small, but if I want to have a little transition music, I could put that here, and I'm just using it now on my mixer to adjust the volume. And so it does that very well. I can actually fade things out if I wanted to. So if I go back to, let's say I want to play the Better Dave promo again, I could actually fade it out. And I believe the default fade is 2 seconds. So if I click on this, we won't listen to the whole thing again here.
Live from the basement.
So there's that. And now I hit fade. Dave. Here's your- and it fades out. So I can fade things out manually as well. So if you're looking for an easy way just to play sound effects, now why would I use this? If you're doing podcasting live, what we sometimes affectionately refer to as live to the hard drive. Now, I'm not a huge hater of live to hard drive. I just think it's interesting that people will go live to hard drive and then do post editing. And my thought is, if you're going to do post editing, why not just do it all post-editing? Because otherwise, if I do something like this, I've got to sit here and talk and say, coming up on the show, right later, we're going to be talking about this and this and a last five and five. And I have to keep talking because I can see I've got 12 seconds left, but here comes the end of the song. We'll see it later. That's called talking up stuff. And I got to tell you something, not easy to do, whereas if I had just been talking, I could say anything I want. Old MacDonald had a farm. E-I-E-I-O, and everywhere that... No, that's Old MacDonald had a farm. What am I thinking of? Little Miss Muffet had a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. No, that's not it. Oh, doggone it. But anyway, here's the end of the music. See, and that just was perfect, just like that. And that's what I did in post-production. There's no music here right now, except on this thing where I could, you know, sit here and just keep doing this.
Live!
That's fun. Live! But you can mix it in later. And so my thought is, if I'm going to be mixing it in later, why not just record your voice and mix in all the music later? So that's when you would use this tool. And I got to say, in terms of now, the nice thing about this, I could have basically a cart, I guess is what they call it. And right now I'm looking at 15 buttons, and I can just click a button. Like I could have a bunch of sound effects for podcast one, and then I could press one button and I'm looking at rack two, and I could add more sound effects, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's fun. I can do that on Boss Jock Studio though. Now I can't have multiple racks, at least not that I am aware of, but to me, of the two, I like Boss Jock Studio, and Boss Jock Studio has just as much flexibility with being able to fade things out and how fast they fade and color coding and all sorts of other fun things. Now it is double the price. This was $5 for your iPhone, and Boss Jock was, like I said, I think it's around 10, but I like this. It's fun if you really want a cart machine. And the nice thing about this is they have a version for your PC. They have a version for the Mac. Now the ones for your actual computer are $40. And that's a little steep for me. That's why I went for the iPhone version that was all of $2 or $5 or whatever it was. Now, you might be thinking it sounds like a close race between Soundbite and Boss Jock Studio until you get to one area. And that's when I went to load sounds into the software. Now, this again is on the version that was on your iPhone or iPad. And you have to connect to your computer and go into iTunes. Now, I don't know about you, I've had it with iTunes. It's a memory hog, and I cut the cable to that thing a long time ago. If I want something in Boss Jock Studio, I'm on my computer, I slap it into my Dropbox folder, I fire up Boss Jock, I go, I want to add a sound to this button, it goes from where, and I go, my recordings from this and that, and I can also go Dropbox. Bam. There it is. It's on the button. No cable needed. Can do it wherever I want. And that's when I went, all right, undisputed champ here, Boss Jock Studio. Again, you can have up to 15 buttons using Boss Jock Studio, which is one screen of Soundbite. Now, if I really needed a ton of, you know, carts, okay, Advantage Soundbite. But that means you've got to load up all your sounds, get them through iTunes, and then if you're out on the road someplace and you're like, you know, I've got this sound, can I throw it in the cloud and get it? No, you can't. You got to go back and find some way, because just connecting your phone to a computer won't do it. You've got to do it through iTunes. And that's when I went, sorry, Boss Jock Studio wins. Hey, while I have your ear, just a quick 30-second blurb here. I am holding another, it'll be the last one of the year, group coaching session. Starts November 2nd. You want to get over there sooner than later before it sells out. Every class I've had so far has been very, very successful in having people sign up. And, the last class, we had people that were on the waiting list from the first class. So if you don't want to wait, if you're looking to start a podcast in 2014, this would be a great opportunity to come over. We meet for 6 weeks for 2 hours on a Saturday. It's from noon to two. On Saturday, we actually are going to skip one of those Saturdays because of the Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S., so I apologize for my overseas friends, but we will be meeting for 6 weeks, and at the end of that, you should have a podcast in iTunes, pretty much ready to go. So if you're looking to do that, go over to howtopodcast.com and sign up today. Something else I am looking into is the podcast awards nominations go out October 1st. So you can start nominating the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, as well as Building a Better Dave, Weekly Web Tools, the Logical Weight Loss Podcast, even Feeding My Faith. All those you could go over and nominate at podcastawards.com. So for instance, you can list the Logical Weight Loss Podcast over in Health and Fitness. You can list this podcast, the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, in Technology if you wanted to. You could list Feeding My Faith, which you can find over at feedingmyfaith.com, by the way, over at Religion and Inspiration. And while you're at it, any other podcast you listen to, go ahead and submit a vote so that they can be nominated. I know last year I was nominated a couple times. And it's always nice to be nominated. I want to bring home a trophy, but that would be great if you could do that. I would deeply, deeply appreciate it. Again, that starts October 1st. You can only nominate once, so cast your ballot with some thought. Now, once a person gets nominated, then you can vote every day, but wanted to let you know that you can only nominate once. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart in advance.
And now it's time for a last 5 and 5. What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
All right, haven't done one of these in a while. And if you would like to submit your podcast or your last 5 and 5, be sure to tell us who you are, if you have a podcast, and where we can find you. But this is not what are my favorite 5 podcasts, but what were the last 5 I listened to? So the first one, last one I just listened to was the New Media Show. This is actually one of my favorite ones. And it's got Rob Greenlee from Microsoft and many other things that are all things Rob Greenlee. Super duper great guy. And Todd Cochran from Blueberry. And just one of my favorite shows. They're talking, it's the New Media Show. So they talk podcasting. They talk a little bit of everything over there. And I noticed that they interviewed Paul Culligan. I enjoyed that episode. Paul Culligan and I used to do Today in Podcasting with Rob Walsh and Gary Leland. Speaking of that, that was another podcast that I listened to was Ask. It's not Ask Paul Culligan. It was the other Paul Culligan one. Speaking Out Loud. It's just him. He's recording podcasts in all sorts of different types of scenarios. Like he was on his phone the one day, and then the next day he was doing it from, I forget. So all these different ways that he's recording podcasts. Yeah, Rob Greenlee is from My Digital Life podcast. I then listened to Essential NLP podcast with Phil Parker. And this is all about how to reprogram your brain. Let's see, that's 3, 4. Now we're up to 200 Churches podcast. This is a podcast for ministers or anybody in a smaller church. Their whole thing is the majority of churches in America have 200 members or less. So it's kind of a support podcast for people in that situation of a small church. And then inspiring words of encouragement with Zig Ziglar, who's from Alabama and has all sorts of just crazy possum sniffing, you know, cactus eating, yeehaw kind of storytelling stuff with pumping that water. He's a weird guy, but he's hilarious and very, very cool content. Love me some Zig Ziglar. So I believe that is five. I will have to listen back here. So let's see if I can remember these. We had the New Media Show, the Paul Culligan, that was two. We did 200 Churches, Essential NLP, and Zig Ziglar's Inspiring Words of Encouragement. And again, if you want to have your smiling voice on this show, I would love to hear, again, not the your favorite five, the last five pod episode, five pod, geez, see, I'm telling you, the mouth just is not going to show up. The last five podcasts you listen to, and you're allowed to cheat just like I did and look at my phone. Just click on the button out of the website. If you find yourself in front of a microphone, you can record yourself and email it on in. We had a little shootout earlier between Boss Jock Studio and Soundbite. And I should say Soundbite is B-Y-T-E. It's from a company called Black Cat Systems, whose website is quite possibly one of the ugliest. 1997 call. They want their website back. And so I'm going to do a little shootout. I had the main man behind Collins Studio, Sean Salisbury, on the show. And we said it's a blog talk radio killer. And so I've used it a little bit. And so I thought, you know what? It's been a long time since I have used blog talk radio. And I went over there today. And you know what's interesting? Can we take a little tangent for a second? You know, if I have like an identity, it's kind of weird. Remember I said you got to stand for something. You can't try to please everybody. And I'm like starting to get known as Mr. I Hate Blog Talk Radio guy. I've had a couple of people have found me that they have Googled like Blog Talk Radio and they find me only to have me say, this thing sucks. So I always like to speak as intelligently on those days that my mouth shows up as I can. And so I thought, you know what? Before I go saying that Colin Studio is better than Blog Talk Radio, I need to go revisit Blog Talk Radio. So I did this morning on the Ask the Podcast Coach show. And I will say this, the actual interface of Blog Talk Radio is a little slicker, just a little polished. They have like buttons and things like that, where Colin Studio is more text-based. Like just clicks, links, here's things like that. Blog Talk Radio has some cool stuff, but they both have pretty much the same set. Like I could click there and screen my caller and I can drop calls and I can mute them and things like that. And I can take notes. So that part is the same. And just when you log into Blog Talk Radio system, you're like, okay. And it shows you when you log in. That's the one thing that's different. Blog Talk Radio, you schedule your time. So in my case, it was from 11 to 11:30 on Saturday. And when I log in, it's like, hey, you got 2 minutes to get ready because this thing's going live. And I'm like, oh, okay. So you got to get ready, which is good because that's one of the downsides if you want to do live podcasting. And so I fired it up and did it. And again, their interface, it just has a little polish to it. In terms of functionality, it's pretty much a tie. It's just theirs looks better doing it and maybe slightly a little more intuitive. Now, if I were to do that every week and use Blog Talk Radio, that would cost me doing a show a week, that's four shows in a month, that would cost me, if I wanted to go more than a half hour. Now, if I don't want to go more than a half hour, it's free. But if I want to go more than a half hour, I would have to pay $40 a month. Now, there are a couple ways around that. You could either A, if you do a show, say we'll take calls at the last half hour of the show instead of during the whole thing. You could do that. The other thing you can do And this idea came from Mike Phillips, who does a podcast every Sunday. He does his live as well. From 9 till whenever, you can find him at Computers, the number 2, no, as in K-N-O-W, .com. Computers2know.com. And he said, well, yeah, he said he also likes the interface of Blog Talk Radio. And what they do is they split the cost with somebody. So let's say you do a podcast on Monday nights and your friend does one on Thursday and maybe another friend does one on Saturday. Well, you could all split the cost. Now, the only thing I can wonder about, and I didn't see this at Blog Talk Radio, is when I call in, and it might be something that they do later, but with call-in studio, you can have it set up to get voicemail. So if somebody calls, like I called my number last night, and it just said, hey, the show's not on the air right now. I do like the fact that you have your own call-in number. It goes right to you. But I don't know that Blog Talk Radio takes voicemail. I sure don't see it as I'm skipping around their site. But call-in studio does. But that would be a way to eliminate the cost. So what I did, I was like, okay, so basically, sure, call-in studio is, or, I'm sorry, Blog Talk Radio, the interface, it's kind of the difference between a Mac and a PC, right? Both kind of do the same thing. Macs look a little prettier doing it. And that doesn't mean call-in studio has a bad interface. It's actually, there's not much to the interface. That's what makes it so easy to use. They just have a lot of text links where Blog Talk Radio has cool little shiny buttons, right? And it's also $40 a month. So I went over and I logged into my call-in studio website. And if you go under account, you can say, hey, let me look at my billing page. Because what you do is you put amount of money in and then as you receive calls and things like that. So I looked at my live show from the 14th where we had a number of callers in and I was on there for, I think, 29 minutes, something like that. Anyway, to make a long story short, with a few callers who were on for 2 minutes, 4 minutes, 10 minutes, $1.65. Yeah, $1.65 for the whole, that's for a 30-minute show. If I times that by four, well, let's just times that by four, shall we? Times that by four, $6.60. Yeah, and I get voicemail. Now, if I get voicemail, it's going to cost me 3 cents, depending on how long they talk, right? So that's when I go, yeah, hands down, call-in studio. Like the Blog Talk interface, works well, but both of the systems, you have to type in a number and a bunch of numbers to identify you as you, the host. They both have screening. They both have pausing, things like that. So to me, it's call-in studio is a Blog Talk Radio killer. If you want to take live calls, this is definitely something you want to look into. And I think this is going to do it for now. I realize I've been talking about live stuff a lot lately. And if you're new to the show, you kind of just follow where I go. And over the last 8 years, I just go in and I investigate new technology, new ways of creating a podcast, whether it's a Boss Jock Studio or a Mixler, M-I-X-L-R, is another live streaming service. There's Spreaker and iHeartRadio. I kind of go in and I test the waters and say, yeah, this has potential, this doesn't, because we all have different needs. We have different wants. We all have the same want, which is an audience. So I like to go in and test things. And in this case, in terms of price, and that's really, see, behind the scenes, I'm one frugal little booger, right? I like my money. I like it in my wallet. So if I have a choice of paying $40 or a dollar, whatever it was, $63, or $6.60 for the month, I think I'll save the $33 and I can live without the shiny buttons. So a lot of that would depend on how many calls you take. Now, granted, you could say this, just to be devil's advocate, I hate that word, can't say it, with myself. In theory, if I stuck with a half-hour show, I could use Blog Talk Radio for free and save the $6.60. That is an idea. Right now, I've got $25 on account with Call In Studio. And what I could do, and what I might do, is, you know, I always give out my voicemail number. It's 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of a company called Call 8. Now, I always tell you podcastvoicemail.com. That's my affiliate link. But I could actually go in and tell it from 11 to 11:30 on Saturday, point at this number. And that way, I don't have to confuse people and say, like, my call-in studio number actually is 845-262-2401. Well, I don't want to have to memorize a number, another number. I will redirect my voicemail number, which is going to cost me another 6 cents a minute. But as you can see, at like $1.50 a show, that's not going to kill me. Now, the other thing I always like to point out, anytime I talk about doing live stuff, you don't have to do live. Doing live things adds a level of complexity. I just hopped over here because I wanted to see what all the hubbub was about. And I got to tell you, it is cool when I see Mike Phillips show up and Ryan K. Parker and John was there today. And I see, you know, 3-4 people in the chat room. And I see later that 11 people were live listening. That's kind of that's a little bit of a jolt. But I'm just saying this, like, look, I'm over here playing in live just because people asked me about it, not because I wanted to really be over here. Now that I'm over here, I'm kind of liking it, but it does add a level of complexity. So what I would do, if you're brand new to podcasting, get used to recording episodes that are, what's the opposite? I was going to say dead. Do a dead episode, but do one that's pre-recorded. There we go. And get those down. Then add the joy of live. Because even with Spreaker, when you log into a Spreaker website, you have this basically a mixing board in the cloud. And if you're adding multiple files, you have to talk and drag and drop files. They only have two little boxes, so you can drag one file, and as you're clicking it, if you want to listen to another file after that, you'd have to drag it to the second box while you're talking, maybe. So it's a little, for me, being somewhat ADD, it's like, wow, that's a lot of things going on at once. So the bottom line, Blog Talk Radio versus Call-In Studio, even if I'm splitting the cost, depending on how many callers you have, for me, it's, Call-In Studio all the way, plus I get voicemail. All right, now my favorite part of the show, and it's something that I do every Saturday at 11, from 11 to 11:30, and that is answer your questions. And if you happen to be listening to the Ask the Podcast Coach show, you heard this. And so my apologies for having a repeat. But here is Grant, and he's got a question about Libsyn.
Hello, Dave. My name is Grant, and I'm with the Pick Podcast, which is a podcast about a popular indie game called Minecraft. I love your podcast and how they help me a lot. I also use Libsyn to host my files. But my question is about advertising on Libsyn. How does that work? Thanks, Grant.
Grant, awesome that you called in. That came in via SpeakPipe. By the way, speaking of SpeakPipe, I always recommend to be anywhere your people want to contact you, whether it be voicemail, email, Twitter, et cetera, any place you can do well, I should say that. And if you want to use SpeakPipe, it is a free service, and if you want the kind of super jumbo deluxe package, they now have an affiliate program. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/speakpipe, that is my affiliate link, and that will help support the show. That came in via SpeakPipe. And the bottom line is, I went over and I talked with my buddy Rob from Libsyn/Wizard Media, and I thought there are certain companies like PodTrack, PodTrac. They're looking for around 20,000 downloads a month. And I asked him, I said, are you guys in a similar kind of category? And to make it long story short, they're looking for about 10,000 a month or about 5,000 per episode for U.S. downloads. That's the minimum. Now, with that said, you might be thinking, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get anywhere near that. Maybe you're a new podcaster. And I realize you might have 6-7 episodes out and you're like, well, where's the big shot, right? I'm looking for, I got to buy a car. I thought I'd have a car and a house now from my 8 podcasts that I've put together. I'm in iTunes after all. And sponsorship is something that might come down the road. And if you're looking to somehow create some money from your podcast, I highly recommend a book. It's one of my favorites. It's called More Podcast Money. You can find that out at Amazon. It's a Kindle book. Just search for More Podcast Money at Amazon. The author and I are really close because it's me. And that will help you. It talks about affiliate marketing. It talks about how to ask for products if you want to review them. All sorts of fun stuff. So, Grant, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate the question. And this is a question I answer on a regular basis, but I realize that not everybody goes back and listens to the back catalog. So I want to say this one because I did have somebody that said, hey, I went back and listened to all of your old shows. And I always say, listen to the newest ones first and then go backwards. Because I think it's like episode 4 or 5, you know, back in 2005. And I interviewed the guys back before it was owned by Google from Feedburner. And somebody said they set up their podcast, and to make a long story short, it's just a mess. They paid somebody from overseas to do it, and it was cheap, and they just did it wrong. And they came to me and said, Dave, can you just fix it? And I was explaining, and he said, well, I have this Feedburner thing. Do I need it? And the answer is no. The only time I would recommend Feedburner is if you already have a website that is not WordPress, like a Ning website or a Joomla or things like that. So I do not anymore recommend Feedburner. There's some freaky stuff going on over there, and I do not feel safe. There's a video that will be coming out soon at the School of Podcasting where I show people how to get away from Feedburner. It's actually very easy. It took me 24 hours, but no, I do not recommend Feedburner. And people are like, what about their stats? Their stats have always been crap. You know, yes, how many people are subscribed? It's all in the downloads, baby. Right? Subscribers are kind of like how many people walked by the window. Downloads are how many people walked in and bought the dress, is how I've always explained that. So, no, I do not recommend Feedburner anymore. Don't trust it. I know other people do. I know my friend Cliff Ravenscraft is a big feed. Nope, not me. Control your feed. And I do not recommend Feedburner. The other thing I wanted to point out is you may have heard, 512 of you heard an episode of Ask the Podcast Coach. I've been saying how I'm going to be adding that show. Again, that show originally was set up to be kind of just a test. And people keep saying, I want to hear it. And I've got, I don't know, 12 episodes now, something like that. And so I went to move it to the School of Podcasting site. I was originally going to put it on podcastcoaching.com. And I'm like, nah, let's keep everything on the School of Podcasting site. Let's not segregate things. And to make a long story short, I went to set up this thing called Category Casting. It makes it super easy to have multiple shows on one site. You can just say, look, when I do the School of Podcasting, I just check a box that says this category is SOP. And then when I do Ask the Podcast Coach, I could click a box that says this category is Ask the Podcast Coach. And no matter which box I check, it would then send it in a separate direction. So it's kind of like having one studio that might have different music. So you might have a studio at a radio station that part of the time plays country music and it goes out over 100.7, and then somebody comes in and plays jazz and it's under, you know, 88.2. So by checking this box, it kind of says this is what frequency to broadcast at. Well, what I didn't realize is in my PowerPress settings, I kind of had it set up so that whatever feed that was currently set up just sent everything down that pipe. Didn't matter what category it was in. And so you may have heard a rather barbaric version of Ask the Podcast Coach because I just put it there as a test. I didn't even realize I had published it, and I thought I'd saved it as a draft. And apparently the last time I clicked on it, I published it, went to bed, and woke up and was checking some stuff. And I was like, wait, that shouldn't be on the front page. And then I looked in and I was like, oh, okay. And the great thing about it, it was an episode where I was playing with Spreaker, and I accidentally clicked the mute button. So there is a section in the middle of it that had this big, blank, empty space. So, again, not a great show. It was just me kind of, you know, playing and with that. And my buddy Scott Johnson from Computer Tutor Florida. It's a great podcast. If you want to check it out. It says, hey, Dave, this morning I was listening to a bunch of different podcasts while I ran. I do a 5-mile loop, and today is my long run day. So I was doing it 4 times for 20 miles. Are you crazy? You ran 20 miles? Dude, that is impressive. I was just starting the last loop while I was listening to you, and I got the dead air pause. I waited for a bit and kept running, though. Good for you. And finally decided my Bluetooth earphones battery had finally died. They'd been going for 3.5 hours, so it wouldn't be a big surprise. He says, I was about to turn off my phone and resign myself to running the last 5 miles with nothing to listen to. That would be tough. I need music. And I came back on and said, I've been talking into a dead mic. He says, I was pretty glad to hear your voice. I thought about this for my own podcast, since a lot of people listen to the car. I thought about bringing up a siren effect and make it louder and louder and then tell them it's just me joking around. I like that idea. So if you listen to Scott's podcast over at computertutorflorida.com, some people might not see the humor in it, he says. So, if you heard that, that was, that's just me again playing, going through different things, so I can work out the bugs and make sure that you avoid the podcasting pitfalls. So that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Everything we talked about today, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/375. We heard today that Stitcher is again continuing to advance where people can pick up podcasts easily. We heard how people like Alec Baldwin and Jay Moore, people are looking at podcasting as the minor leagues to get into your own television show, or in Jay's case, your own syndicated across everywhere kind of radio show. We played a little bit with Soundbite, compared it to Boss Jock, and said, I think for the money, Boss Jock's the better way to go, unless you have multiple podcasts. But I really like Boss Jock. You can find that, by the way, by going to schoolofpodcasting.com/BossJock. And everything I talk about today, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/375. And then I talked about Blog Talk Radio versus Call-In Studio with the hands down, if you're in it for, to trying to do this on the cheap, Call-In Studio. And again, with my kind of, disclaimer that you don't need to podcast live. So thank you so much for tuning in. What are we going to talk about on the next show? Well, I'm always looking for, because of my podcast stories, some way that you've benefited, something that wouldn't happen unless you had a podcast. I would love to hear from you. You can call them in. It's 888-563-3228. You can use the SpeakPipe button out there. You can write them in, email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. I prefer to be them in some sort of audio format so we can all listen together. I really want to hear from you. Always looking for a last 5 and 5. Again, what were the last 5 podcasts you listened to? It helps people promote other podcasters, and that's how a lot of us are finding good podcasts, and would love to hear from you. Also, want to let you know, one of the things we are going to be talking about in the future, it's almost ready for prime time. If you want to check it out, you can. A podcast promo swap, Back from the Dead. And you heard me play the promo today. That was this thing.
Live from the basement.
And you could actually list your promo on this website so other people could find it and then maybe reach out to each other and say, hey, I played your promo. If you're interested in playing mine, or maybe contact each other before you play the promos. But it's a way to, all boats rise in high tide. So if we can help each other by promoting good podcasting so that when people go in and they say, instead of finding the crap that is in iTunes, because we know, somebody's going to type in something and they're going to find Binky and the Wiz or some other morning radio show host. And I will say that when I hear a radio show that is then made into a podcast, it's different. It's not the same, because it's weird, because all of a sudden they'll be talking and they'll be in the middle of a conversation and they'll go, yes, and we'll continue this conversation right after this. And I'm like, what? Why? Where are you going? I'm right here. I'm in the car. Keep talking to me. It's not the same. So when you find a good podcast, why not give them a little love and say, hey, my audience, check this out. I like it. Like I said, I found the Zig Ziglar podcast. I love me some Zig Ziglar. He's a good guy, right? And so that's what that show is going to be about. And not that show, that website. So if you want to check it out, it's kind of open now, but it's still, I should put like a beta thing in the upper left-hand corner. The thing I'm worried about is I had it open before once, and it just got overrun with spam, just incredibly overrun with spam. So I'm hoping I can avoid that this time. Again, that's over at podcastpromoswap.com. Don't forget the podcast awards. The nominations are going to open up October 1st. I would love to have you nominate me. Remember, you only get to nominate once. And everything I'm talking about today, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/375. And since you're still here, if you want to join the School of Podcasting, use the coupon code LISTENER, LISTENER. That works at the School of Podcasting for the step-by-step tutorials. If you want to do the group coaching, again, just go to howtopodcast.com. That starts November 2nd. And if you're looking for the fastest way to get going, you can hire me for one-on-one consulting. And that, again, is out at schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so very, very much. I realize that your time is valuable, and you've taken a little bit of time to listen to little old me, and I deeply appreciate that. As we do head into October, can I tell you something up front, little not podcast related? Don't buy the Halloween candy when it goes on sale at the beginning of the month, because look, you and I both know you're just going to eat that bag and have to buy another one when Halloween actually gets here, and that first bag is not going to do you any good. So just wait later till the month to buy the candy and then give it to the kids. You might not even want to wait till like the 29th, because otherwise you know who's going to eat it, right? So I'm just saying. We all know that, hey, it's on sale, I'll buy it now. Nope, not a good idea. All right, end of tangent. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Thanks so much for listening. God bless, and I will see you on the inside, because class is dismissed. Podcasting since 2005, I am your very own personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the show, look, my goal is to wipe away the jargon and the learning curve of podcasting, let you know that you should never be afraid to launch a podcast. I'm here to get you to where you need to go. Brothers and sisters, come to the top of the mountain with me. That ain't gonna work.